DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's better, pool party? This pool party or tip drill pool party?
Tip drill.
Tip drill. Yeah.
They had to show that video after midnight.
Yeah, tip drill video.
Hey,
yeah.
That answers your question.
Yeah,
right,
never
there.
Mind. I think about it after I said it. Yeah, never mind.
Both look fun, though.
Yeah, it looked like fun.
Both look like fun. Yeah. Yeah, I've been to some cool pool parties. I'm sure you have, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah, not even close.
Yeah, no.
Not even close.
Pool party days are probably behind us, though.
Oh, yeah.
Pool parties are different.
Pool parties are different. Yeah, there's
pool
kids.
Parties. Yeah, there's kids.
There's kids at the kids, pool party now. Yeah,
that's right.
But no, we've been to grown-up pool parties. I'll tell you who's had the funnest pool parties. When everybody, you didn't live for then, but like when athletes would have their quote-unquote their weekend, and like here in Atlanta, man, Tequila and Carlos used to have the 51 Ways weekend up here in Atlanta.
They would just be like their,
yeah,
this is our weekend
parties and everything. And they used to have a pool party right down the street.
Do people still do that?
I don't think so.
Gosh, but they really should.
They used to have a pool party down the street, right?
Okay.
And I'm talking about, it was always a joke because we were all coming from all different teams. We all come in and they were like, you got to fuss with your lady, right? He's like, yeah, I started an argument, so I go. I tell you what, then. I tell you, it's like anything you could try to do to get your ass to Atlanta weekend.
By yourself.
Yeah, for 51 yourself. Ways with Spikes and Emmons.
Where was it?
It was different places, but this the hotel right downtown. This is where the pool party would be.
Okay.
In that indoor pool. Man. Whoo, boy. Again, for Instagram, they were still thick, Andy. Before Instagram, they were still.
Maybe that's why they don't do them anymore.
Yeah, before Instagram, they were still thick.
Maybe that's why, because people would just be on TikTok and video it and put it online.
That could be it.
I'm just going to make assumptions.
Yeah.
But I assume you guys were doing some stuff you maybe didn't want on social media.
Well, it's not even that. It was like you could just have, everybody was more focused on having a good time.
You were present.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, we having a good ass time. I ain't got time to get my damn phone out.
Yeah, I don't need proof of this.
Yeah, hell no.
I got a memory for
that. Yeah, man. But yeah, oh, what a time to be alive.
Maybe that's what it is.
What
another
a time.
Casualty of social media.
What a time.
All right, let's talk some college football. Let's get to the college football corner. All right, let's listen to Kirby Smart here talking about going into Knoxville, going into Neyland. Tough environment. Obviously, Gunnar Stockton's first true road game. As a college quarterback,
yep.
Here's Kirby.
Your approach to your game planning is, defensively and offensively, you have to think about that. And me being in this league for a long time, it plays a factor on the ability to execute when you're in an environment that maybe someone's never been in. And you have to be smart about what you're asking them to execute, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. Who can execute, who can block and tackle, and who can be physical?
Well, I mean – yes, that place is loud as hell. It is. Nobody will ever tell you that it's not. No, it is a loud place. It's not impossible to win there, as Georgia's obviously done, I mean, however many straight years. But your first start there, I remember my first start in Neyland, it was loud. I had offsides penalty, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be a point where you don't let it get to you and make you do those type of things, jumping offsides, everything like that. The execution, they don't – call snap count any damn ways, you know.
That's true.
You know, it's just better than, you know, to be able to, because as great of an atmosphere as it is, and it is a great damn atmosphere, when you're kicking their ass, they ain't loud. They like any other fans.
Oh, yeah, you can make it nice and quiet.
Yeah, you make it nice and quiet.
I mean, the last handful of times Georgia's been up there, it's been
quiet.
Pretty quiet it's been by quiet. Halftime.
Don't let it be close in the fourth quarter, though, because then, you're going to hear that. You're going to hear it here. It's going to be so damn loud up in there. Yeah, but execution is key.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just one of those things where having not played in that before, you know, you find out. I mean, you either do execute and you're able to be like, all right.
Don't let it shock you.
This is what the preparation is. Or it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, don't let it shock you, the fact of, you know. Because
it has.
Because
some.
Gunner's been there.
Sure.
He's on a travel squad. He just went out there. Right. Now, there's a difference between, like, on the sideline and then in between them sidelines. Right. There's a difference.
Right. No, but I mean that's part of it. I don't expect that to be a huge part of it, but who knows? Maybe it will be. The parts of it that I find really hard to say for sure is just I don't know a ton about this Georgia football team after 2 weeks. Yeah. And how could you?
Nope.
My whole belief in what I think that they're going to do on Saturday is based on faith in Kirby and track record of program.
Yep.
Right?
I think that was the whole thing coming into this season. I think that what you just said was what Georgia football was coming into the season. We didn't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
That's right.
You don't know.
But here's the thing, though. The reason why you can go into this and still be confident as a Georgia fan or just someone picking the game or whatever is because Georgia's kind of done this before, right? Like, yeah. It's not unusual to see a Kirby Smart team kind of look pedestrian against an inferior opponent,
yes,
right?
It sucks.
It sucks. It's no fun for you guys to have to watch them, the team that you know is talented, go through the motions on Saturday against a team like Austin Peay or whoever it might have been in years past. But then you fast forward to the next Saturday and they're against a legitimate opponent and they look legitimate.
Yeah.
They look like
they
one
play
of the best
the competition.
Teams in the country. Or above it.
Or above, yeah.
And in the history of Kirby versus Heupel in this matchup, what is the Heupel era Tennessee program been built on to you? Like what would you tell someone who maybe isn't super familiar with Tennessee, like this is what he's done and this is why he's gotten them back to being?
Well, I think the biggest thing is because his offense is a spectacular offense.
Exactly.
It is. It's a spectacular offense, but his best units have been his defense. I think Tennessee's front seven is great now. The advantage that Georgia's going to have, their two starting corners are out of this game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the offense of Josh Heupel, it's a fun-ass offense, college offense. That, you know, is legendary. The splits are all wide, yep, and all those different things, all this space and stuff like that.
They run it great.
And they run it and everything, yep, like that. But his best units have been the defense these, yeah, last couple of years.
No, I would say the thing that people probably would first go to is the offense, and rightfully so. Yeah. But then they're really physical. And,
yes,
they've got good players on defense. And here's the thing, though. My point was, even though that's been true, and they've probably had offenses that are even going to be better than the one this year, he never scored 20 points on Kirby's defense
yet.
Not
one time.
They've had four tries and some really good offenses. They haven't been able to do it yet. So they look really good. It's an offense that's perfect to exploit, like,
bad teams,
inferior, yes, or average, whatever, yeah, teams. But when you have the great athletes that Georgia tends to have, and I think that they do have, yeah, this year, you win one-on-one matchups, you take a lot of what Tennessee can do,
yeah,
away.
But I think the biggest thing with them is, you know, it's with this offense is you can't let it get going.
Yeah.
You remember that? Because,
yep,
because it's a fast-paced offense, too. And it's one of those things where Georgia's done a great job for the most part. They didn't let them get that offense rolling. You know, it wasn't, okay, first half, let's go, 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 go. Georgia has done an excellent job of slowing their pace down. And so they've got to definitely do that on Saturday.
Joey Aguilar's also never played in an SEC game either.
No.
So as much as Gunnar Stockton hadn't played a road game, he did play in a college football playoff game last year and the second half of the SEC championship game.
He let him go in the second half of the
Brought him back
brought
from
him
behind.
Back, yeah. Even though, I mean.
Now, we're going to find out on, yeah, Saturday. Yeah. Like, because, again, I don't think either one of us can say for sure what he is and what he's going to be. But we're going to find out a little bit more on Saturday. And then, obviously, Clemson comes here to Atlanta to take on Georgia Tech. That's a noon kickoff. Tech's off to a nice start this year. Clemson, not so much. They lost their first game, down 16-0 last weekend. They came back and won 27-16, but certainly not the start Clemson expected to get off to this year. This is a juicy one on Saturday, man.
This is 3.5 spread, huh?
Same as Georgia and Tennessee.
Oh,
they,
yeah,
both have the same spread.
Oh, man, I think it's going to be a physical football game. I know that, you know, Coach Key, it sounds a little ornery yesterday.
He did.
Yeah, it sounded a little ornery.
About a four-minute,
yeah,
press conference.
Like, his piss hot right now.
That started 10 minutes early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Brent Key piss hot right,
uh-huh,
now.
Good.
Good. And he wants this game. I mean, obviously, he wants to beat Georgia more than anything, but he wants this one. He wants this one.
Well, and here's the thing about the Brent Key era Georgia Tech teams. They play well in these games. They're,
yes,
6-1 against ranked ACC opponents.
Yes.
Obviously, they played well in the Georgia game last year.
Yes.
Like, when he's like that, mm-hmm, they're like,
yes,
that.
Real, real moody.
Yeah.
In a bad damn mood. And I promise you that Brent Key and Georgia Tech are going to show up Saturday afternoon in a real bad damn mood. And I mean, Georgia show up, because somebody played the clip yesterday because they did the Georgia highlight of when John Gruden spoke to him and said, you guys are the freaking nightmare. That's what Brent Key wants to do to you. He wants to physically beat the hell out of you.
Mm-hmm.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can his quarterback come along with it?
Yeah, that's the key.
That's going to be – because Haynes King has to be Haynes King.
Yep, has to be great.
For Georgia Tech to win.
Yep.
And what I mean by that, I ain't talking about – he's going to have to make some throws. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the physicality that he plays with. He's got to bring that.
He's going to have to do what he did in the second half against Colorado.
Pretty much.
And they have to make sure they don't do what they did in the first half.
Yes.
Bad
snaps. Can't turn them all over, all those different things.
Bad communication.
I think Clemson will take advantage of that. The thing with Clemson is, will the real Clemson please stand up?
Right.
Because is Clemson the real last 2 weeks a high team?
Right.
Or are they the team that a lot of people, again, myself included, had these expectations on? And so it's going to be an all-out dogfight over there at the Flats.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is. It's one or the other. Either Clemson just isn't all that great.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible because we've seen them play two games now and they just haven't looked all that great. Or they just haven't played well yet and they're super fired up for this game and they finally look like they're supposed
to. Do you think Georgia Tech plays both quarterbacks?
Both quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Because
Follow threw the hell out the ball last week.
Yeah, I could see it a little.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see it a little. I don't know. I never loved that, but I could see that.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.